Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Yankees still facing elimination tonight. Now, it will be a bullpen game for Toronto, and we're going to get our second look at Cam Schlittler in the postseason. So it's going to be exciting to see what he could do off of that great performance. But the Yanks staying alive, a huge game four tonight in the Bronx.
Just a wild night, and hopefully tonight is the same. And Toronto's starting to look a little jumpy here. And it's funny because you and I talked about it a little bit yesterday, not really knowing the answer because we couldn't know. We could only try to diagnose what it might mean. You know, even though the Yankees got stomped on Sunday, those late runs they scored against lower leverage arms with Toronto, you know, did it serve them well last night? Again, I can't prove that, but I'm sure they had a little more juice and a little more confidence entering the batter's box. And if that's the case, well, then you would think they would have even more tonight against lesser pitchers. Now, Bieber's a guy, you know, as you know, and people who really follow baseball know, he's been out for a long time, but there was a point where Shane Bieber was an absolute beast. He was a dog. I mean, you know, Cy Young's, All-Stars, I mean, a Gold Glove, whatever. He's got a really nice resume, as we know. But I thought the Yankees, you know, after some empty at-bats early, locked in, and they look good. So they, is it fully transferable tonight? I don't know, but the Yankees have to be feeling the best about themselves in terms of how they felt really the last 4 or 5 days.
When the Yankees were at their best for years, it would be taking advantage of other teams' mistakes. And in recent years, it was the Yankees themselves who would be making the mistakes and other teams taking advantage of it. Last night, it happened in the Red Sox series as well. We saw it, which was an encouraging thing that the Yankees could win a series by taking advantage of other teams' mistakes and not hitting home runs and overwhelming a team with their power. Last night, it was the same thing against a team that everybody was saying doesn't do this. Well, if they didn't do it, that's fine. They did do it last night, and the Yankees didn't let them get away with it at all. Immediately, the IKF error, the drop pop-up at third base, boom, like the Yankees made them pay. And it was Toronto who was helping the Yankees along. I don't want to say just beating themselves because the Yankees obviously earned that win last night with their bats, but taking advantage of the other team's mistakes and not beating themselves with the Yankees. And now this game, like, to me, I needed to see the Blue Jays prove it that they could beat the Yankees. This was coming into the series. And the first two games, while it was dominant as you could have, from a Blue Jays perspective, you know, lopsided series in the first two games.
Yep.
I still wasn't buying it until I saw them do it against the Yankees in that environment. And when you're up 6-1 and you can't put your foot on the throat of the Yankees and put them away, to me, that is a bad, bad sign for the Blue Jays. And I really, and obviously tonight clearly favors the Yanks. Bullpen versus Schlittler, who's been the Yankees' best pitcher in the postseason, and the Red Hot Bats. I don't think there's any way the Yankees are losing this series now.
I mean, listen, the one thing that this Yankee team doesn't have is the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, previous Yankee championship teams where, you know, they were in the foxhole together and they proved worthy of the belief by coming back from deficits, whether it's in a game late or in a series. So, you know, I think the Yankees will respond well tonight because I think the Yankees, I told Sal yesterday, I think this is the best team top to bottom since 2009. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but all these other teams, yeah, it was fun with the Baby Bombers for a minute, but every other team's been very, very flawed. Even last year's team, despite, you know, Soto and Judge just being two superheroes together. So I what I would like to see tonight, and they haven't had a chance to do it in the series, but it became a part of their game from the middle of the season forward. They haven't done it yet because they fell behind early so big both games. You're not going to run into outs, obviously. But I, you know, if it's a tight game or if the Yankees could get up a run or two early, I like to see the Yankees start running wild on the bases. Now, it's got to be the right guys. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got, I don't know if Caballero's going to start, probably won't. If Volpe's on base, then he would obviously steal. But I got just a little swerve here. I don't know that I've ever seen a hitter look as bad as Volpe looks right now. Now, he's not bringing that into the field, which is good. And I could not believe it, and I've seen it, but when I heard it last night, at one point it was like 9 for 13, then 10 for 14, then 11. Anthony Volpe, listen to this. has struck out 11 of the last 15 times he's gotten in the batter's box. The bat's flying out of his hands into the dugout.
Check swing.
It's such a... I don't know if he's still injured, and that's not an excuse. If you're playing, then I got to believe that you're healthy enough to do it. But it's almost like an inability to fully physically commit because his shoulder's hurting, or he's trying to change his swing, or he's just a mental mess, or a little bit of everything. I mean, do you consider sitting Volpe down tonight for Caballero?
I haven't thought about that because
he's
of the defense.
Terrible.
The defense has been fine. I don't think that that's a major issue. If he starts throwing balls in the dirt again or booting balls, then maybe I'm not messing with the right. And Yankees have had success here in the postseason. They already won a series.
They're coming.
Right now, no blood. I mean, the Blue Jays won the first two home games. Yankees won their home game, and I fully expect them to win tonight. So, no, I would not consider that. I would not consider a lineup change. I thought Boone had the right lineup out there last night. I bet on them, literally, because I thought he did the right thing as opposed to being a slave to the reverts, splits, numbers. I know Ben Rice hasn't looked good, but he'll be fine, especially tonight against the bullpen. Like I would bet Ben Rice. I don't usually do this. I would bet Ben Rice at home run tonight.
Did you bet the series? I talked about that.
No,
or just go last
night? I didn't
do
that. I went last night. I did a bunch of like overs and Yankee total, and then I had like Grisham to get a hit with the Yankees to win. Over.
Grisham. Good thing there wasn't the catcher's interference. You got a double after that.
I know. I did say I needed that. So, yeah. But either way, like that's the way that I would play because I thought last night was going to be a high-scoring game. The over 8 was a layup for the total in that game. Anyway, point is, I would not mess with the lineup. I think the Yankees are rolling right now. I think this has got to be a game where you get 6-plus out of your starter, hand it over to the better guys in the bullpen, let the bats go to work, 5-6 runs, whatever it is, and keep the loser Blue Jays at bay here because the Blue Jays, until proven otherwise, are in fact losers. Now, they could get right in Game 5, assuming there is one, see if the Blue Jays could get home cooking. I don't see it, BT. I think that they're... You know how... The feel, the actual series is Blue Jays have a lead 2-1 over the Yankees. The feel for me is that the Yankees are in front and that they lead. And that shouldn't be the case.
But the reality is they're not.
I know. Okay.
I mean, you get one bad start, you get one crooked number early, it's not going to feel that way.
Would you rather be right now the Blue Jays or the Yankees?
I would always take the lead.
Yeah, I would rather be the Yankees. I would always
have a game in my back pocket if given the choice, obviously, and have more room to figure out and get back to who I've been for most of the season.
Right. So it's obviously you'd rather be ahead than trailing. That's not the conversation. The conversation is, would you rather be who I believe to be the lesser team that just had happen to them what happened last night with all the momentum with the Yankees, and I think the Yankees are the better team, and you're down just 2-1. And then you could even say further, even if the Yankees won tonight, would you rather be Toronto in Game 5 or the Yankees in Game 5?
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me that on Sunday, I'd say Toronto. I think if we get there, it's going to become a Yankee. It's going to become a Yankee lean. It's going to feel different.
I wonder what the odds on that would be. The actual Game 5, Blue Jays probably be slight favorites if anything. But
well, would it be the kid? Would it be the kid? And would it be Freed? I mean, that's definitely the pitching matchup, right?
I just assumed that was going to be the
case. Me too.
But I mean, if they don't use Gausman tonight, then he's going to pitch Game 5. You would think on normal rest and have Yusevich out of the pen.
Correct.
And then you're going to have those two guys. So they could double-team the Yanks with Gausman and Yusevich on Game 5 Friday night.
Yeah.
But maybe it depends on how the game goes today. I would probably, if I'm them and I have a lead, I'm going with Gausman today, and I'm just saving Yusevich for Game 5.
You know, I'll tell you, listen, so much of the conversation sounds about the, and it gets exhausting after a while, but after last night, you got to get back to it. Like the little legacies, the championships, and Judge, and the stories, and all that stuff. You know, again, let's get there first, but if Fried was to deliver a dud in Game 5 after Game 2,
major problem.
He would get crushed.
That's part of it, too, thinking about him bouncing back. I know he's been bad against that team in that ballpark. He's an ace. You got to bounce back.
Hey, $200 million says you better.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Steve is calling from Holmdel, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey, guys, great talking to you. Sal, I wish I, as a big Yankee fan, I wish I shared your enthusiasm about the overall series that's remaining, and specifically about tonight's game. Obviously, Schlittler completely dominated the Red Sox lineup, and as they would say, this is not your father's Red Sox lineup. That lineup was not a great lineup.
Agreed.
But what troubles me, the most is, I'm referring to a. I'm looking right now at the box score from September 5th, a Friday night, when the Yankees played Toronto, and Schlittler started against Gausman. And besides the ugly numbers of 1 2/3 innings for Schlittler, 66 pitches, 2 walks, 4 runs, 5 hits, I watched Schlittler not be able to put away any Toronto hitters. It was, I think that was like almost a record for the number of foul balls in that inning.
And he threw almost, he threw almost 70 pitches in 1 2/3, to your point. Keep going.
Yeah, it was, well, like, Brandon, I got the exact number. It's 66.
66?
I'm looking at the box score right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And basically, more than half the guys got on base. And obviously, Schlittler did not have a put-away pitch that was able to get them out. So I think you kind of have Schlittler on a very, very, very short tonight.
Let me counter, Steve.
One expects him to do what he did against Boston the other day, but bottom line is, I would be very happy with 5 innings. I'd like to make one more point, if I may, something that nobody has talked about. And I'm not making excuses for the Yankees. You know, to get to the World Series, you got to win your series. So I don't want to make this sound like an excuse.
Okay.
But I have no idea what Major League Baseball is doing with these brackets. I don't know why the Yankee-Red Sox matchup was predetermined that the winner plays Toronto. Fact of the matter is, the Yankees were a better wild card than Detroit, and Toronto was a better division winner than Seattle. I have no idea why
I would rather
play Toronto.
And thank you for the call, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
It should reset. We talked about that. I think it should reset. I hate the brackets because there is now. It's not just because it's the Yankees here. For anybody, it would be unfair. If you're Toronto, why would you want to play the top wildcard team as opposed to the lowest remaining seed? If you had the number one seed, don't you earn the right to take on the weakest team left?
I understand that point.
If the Cincinnati Reds had beaten the Dodgers, the Reds would have been taking on the Phillies as opposed to the Brewers, who had the number one record overall.
Mm-hmm.
And that just is not, like, to me, it's just there's a fundamental flaw in that. There should be a reseeding.
Would it be a logistical thing? I mean, every year is different, so New York to Seattle would be a pain in the ass versus New York up to Toronto or New York Boston.
I don't
know the answer. I don't really think about that stuff too much. Like, I'm usually of the mindset, all right, if you didn't win the division, then whatever the path is, whether it's a short, whether it's one game back in the day when Cole got rocked against Boston, a 3-game series, or, you know, the team that wins the division have it all for a week, and then you got to go to their house for the first couple of games for the DS. I don't want to say I don't care. But just go play baseball and perform.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's a small thing. It's not a huge issue. I do understand. Back to the other point that he was making where he said he could wish he could be as confident as I am tonight. Okay, fair enough, because I do agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think the Red Sox lineup was weak, which at least in part led to the dominance of Cam Schlittler. I don't think it's going to be the case like that tonight. However, who is getting the Yankees out? Like, there's a whole nother side to this. So let's just say Cam Schlittler doesn't have it. You think he's going to be worse than Rodon or Fried?
I think he's going to be fine tonight.
Me too. Like,
I really do.
I don't think, well,
he's not going to implode.
You know, okay, Rodon imploded. I don't think he's going to be as good as he was. Even, like, what do you think is worst case for Cam Schlittler? 5 innings? 4
3
or 5
runs.
Runs? All right.
Well, but worst case, maybe more 4.
Right,
worst case.
Whatever. Who's getting the Yankees out?
Yep.
That's the issue. So it's not that I think that Cam is going to go dominate this Blue Jays lineup. I don't. I think the Blue Jays should score a few runs. I don't think the Blue Jays have any pitching to keep the Yankees offense at bay. which is the only reason why maybe they'd have a chance in Game 5 with Yusavage, who was as dominant a pitcher as I've ever seen. And I'm not even sure that's going to be enough in Game 5. As a matter of fact, I would bet the Yankees right now. So as it pertains to tonight, though, if you think that Cam is going to get hit, who do you think is going to slow down the Yankees' offense? That's my question.
Yeah, and that's an advantage for the Yankees there. I'm looking at the box score now. Yeah, well, 66 pitches for Cam, which, by the way, the fact that he was out there so fast, I think it's almost, I mean, this is not how you want to obtain an advantage, but like it, like if Cam had to face the Red Sox again in that series because they just saw him and they saw over 100 pitches, it might be, quote unquote, easier for them to make an adjustment, because this was a while ago and Schlittler was only out there for 1 2/3. The Jays didn't see the entire repertoire. They didn't see good stuff either. So maybe I'm overthinking it, but maybe not. But also, Bichette had 3 hits that night. He's not playing. Vladdy was 4 for 5, but the home run was off Yarborough, not off Cam.
Richard's calling from Massapequa. What's up, Rick? It's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we had to dump that, but you're still there. Go ahead, Richard.
Sorry. No, and okay. I was just asking, Aaron Judge came up with a big moment yesterday. Let's all say things go wrong, they lose today.
Yeah.
Why are we going to now look at Aaron Judge? Well, let me preface this. He doesn't win a World Series. Why are we going to look at Aaron Judge differently than we do, like, Don Mattingly?
Well, you're assuming that
legendary baseball players.
You're assuming that we all will. Listen, I think that's a really good question. And I think Evan and Tika were going back on it. Rich, thanks for the call there. Evan and Tika were going back and forth on this a little bit. Yeah, I don't even know how it came up.
If he doesn't win the World Series.
Yeah, so if he don't, like, why, let's say Aaron retires at the age of 40, 6-7 more years, another MVP or maybe 2. Obviously, 500 bombs, Hall of Famer, no doubt. Great Yankee, no World Series. And he would get hit from a reputation perspective. But Mattingly is kind of lifted up by the Yankee fans. Well, I mean, I can answer that. First of all, the wild card format, like if the Yankees had that, they won 98 games and I want to say 85, and they finished second to Toronto. They had the most wins, ironically, the Yankees in the 1980s, and they never made the playoffs really outside of 81 forward. So Mattingly had fewer chances, number one. Number two, we all know, if you watched it, that Mattingly had no pitching. I mean, geez. They brought in Phil Niekro to win his 300th game. You had guys that had, I mean, Pascual Perez, Melito Perez, Scott Sanderson, Chuck Carey, these names that, Sam Militello, that make your head spin. So I think there, and then the injury, so I think that there was empathy and sympathy for that. But you have Cole, you have Fried. I know Rodon's not quite that level, but he's an all-star this year. Think about the pitchers that Judge has had. So I think in a long, twisting way, Judge would get hit by some, not me, by the way, unfairly, because Mattingly had less of a chance to get to the postseason. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the one year he got there, he hit .417.
I think the bigger issue is that Judge is doing what he's doing post-Yankee dynasty, where Mattingly did what he did pre-Yankee dynasty.
That's a good point. You know what?
I think that's the biggest thing, because after the Yankees had won all those World Series, the standard was set. They've been in the postseason almost every year. We talked about this, but 5 years, I think, in the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to Mattingly, like, yeah, the Yankees were the greatest team ever, but there was a long time in between World Series wins or even World Series appearances. So Donnie was the guy that carried the Yankees through some darker years.
The only reason to watch.
And did it before the dynasty. Once the dynasty happened, everybody after that, specifically Aaron Judge in this case, is going to be held to that championship or bust standard.
I honestly, I think that's an outstanding point. And when you look at, it's a loose translation, but I don't know that it's that different from Carmelo. I mean, think about this. So, you know, Knicks obviously championship was 73. We didn't see it. And then, of course, the Ewing teams were really good, never won. And Carmelo, and you and I, all the things we disagree with, some. I mean, yeah. Carmelo, we could not be more lockstep with the way we perceive his run here.
And it's not a coincidence because we lived through the 90s teams.
Bingo. Younger Knicks fans, that's their Ewing. That's their Mattingly. That's their Judge if Judge doesn't win. So there's an elevation for Melo, even though you and I are like, are you kidding me? I mean, if you watch the 90s, you can't even shine those guys' shoes. So we push back and we resist it, fairly or unfairly. The fact that Mattingly was before the dynasty, after lean years, there was a deeper appreciation. Whereas with Judge, he is in the Jeter prism. He is in the championship prism, and it's different whether it's right or whether it's wrong.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.